This is Mythical.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, everybody, this is Charles Neal with a mini dispatch. And we're going to give y'all some down-home wisdom and life advice. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, have you ever had times in your life when you've heard people say, you know, maybe you ought to do this or you ought to do that or try this and try that. And then you get to thinking about things like that and you say, man, I don't believe I want to do that. I think things are working pretty well for me. It's kind of like, you know, figuring out if you want to change jobs or something. You know, if you want to do something like that, that's well and good. But, you know, sometimes things ain't hardly as good. Sometimes it is where you're at. So you might ought to just keep doing what you're doing because, you know, my daddy always said it kind of this phrase kind of goes with, if it ain't broke, it don't fix it. It's, the grass ain't always greener on the other side either. So I've done a lot of things in my life, and I always loved farming, and I tried to do that as long as I could, but it just got to where I had to make a change to be able to make a living and stuff. But I tried a lot of different things, but I figured out in the long run that I'm the kind of person that's, I like to just work for myself and do things for myself. And, you know, you have to be committed to do that. But that's what I had to learn. I tried different jobs and went and worked at plants and was cooped up inside and having to do that. And, you know, I did it to try to help make a living for my family. But it wasn't something that I liked doing. So I had to figure out that this is what I needed to find something. So that's when I started my own painting business and doing that stuff and settled in on that instead of moving around and trying working at different places in a plant or different things. So that was my take on it. You know, I had to figure out what I wanted to do and what I liked doing. And I've always liked working for myself and doing stuff that helps other people when you're doing stuff like that. So that's what I've done. So I started working. It's been about 40 years ago, so I ain't had to fix it anymore. So that's what happened with me. But it took me a while to, you know, to get my niche back again and do what I wanted to do and enjoy what I was doing. So just remember, everything in life don't go just like you want it to, but sometimes you need to listen to what's going on inside you, what your body's telling you, and then if it ain't broke, it don't need to be fixed. So I hope this helps you out on down the road down here. This has been another dispatch from Charles Neal. See you next time.